Welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Jeff Bowman, yours truly, Pat Hayes with you. And as promised, on the other end of our line, on the Green Jack guest line, we have John Borton from the Wolverine magazine. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pat. Great to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about football first before we get into basketball. Jim Harbaugh, the continuing yearly escapade of whether he's going to go to the NFL or stay at Michigan. Any late word from Ann Arbor from your vantage?
I guess the latest feeling is one of a little more confidence that Jim Harbaugh will in fact be coaching Michigan next fall. Nothing is completely over until we know it is over. You see him out there, but you'll know well before that. He's told parents that, in fact, he's going to be coming back. But he tends to, I don't know, offset these things publicly with a, I think I'll be back, nobody knows the future, those kinds of things. And we know that behind the scenes, Michigan is working on upgraded deals for his assistant coaches and quite possibly for Jim Harbaugh himself. And, you know, to lock things down for sure for a longer term, he's had two great seasons here after things bottomed out in 2020. And you know, certainly the feeling is that it's gone in the fan base from, well, if he leaves, he leaves, to now you can't let this guy go. And so I think the general feeling from the people that I've talked to is that it's looking better as long as you don't hit some snag here. And the contact has been from the NFL teams. You know, I'm sure Jim Harbaugh, if you asked him right now, would just say, look, I haven't, you know, I haven't said anything about this other than when asked.
I was just reading here lately that there was a group of alumni that have gotten together to maybe work out some type of a financial deal for him.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit, because in these days, your people can step in and step up with the cash, and I could see that happening if there were there was a group that wanted to assure that he was going to be here and wanted to supplement what Michigan's already doing for him. I mean, the guy with incentives and all, he made $10 million last year. So it's not like he's going to be missing any meals. But at the same time, you know, he felt after 2020, from all accounts, that a certain amount of disrespect. And he wants to feel like he is really wanted here, which, you know, anybody does. So if some folks step in and up the ante, well, then that would go a ways toward accomplishing that goal, I would think.
So, John, when you're saying that, there's a little more positive thought, and in instead of meaning that he think he may stay, it means you really think he may stay. Is that the difference? Adding that really to it.
Well, that's where we're at these days, it seems like, and you know. I would say within the next 2 weeks, we're going to know something pretty solid going on here because, like I said, there is the work going on behind the scenes to firm things up. And every day that this is allowed to linger, you know, people talk about it. You know, all the negative recruiters are out there saying, look, the guy has got one foot in the NFL, and this is You can't count on this. And you've got some big decisions hanging in the balance. You've got a Blake Corum wondering, okay, do I go the NFL route or do I stick around for Michigan for another year? And these things all play into those sorts of decisions. And so, I mean, it is potentially impacting this program and the 2023 season, which is already shaping up to be a monumentally good one for Michigan.
Well, yeah, because I do think when you look at the way it is now in the climate of the you know, the NIL and the portals, that, you know, if you don't have that locked in for Harbaugh to go, yes, there's no way I'm not going anywhere, which he said last year, and then, you know, to shut it down because you know you've got people out there going, well, you know, if he's waffling at all, we got a place for you over here and we can get you this while you're doing it. And so it's a lot easier to kind of sway some of these kids, too, if you don't have, you know, that full commitment behind you.
Exactly. You could have somebody saying to a J.J. McCarthy, look, you know, your coach is, you don't even know if he's going to be there.
Right.
You want to come here and here's the offer. Here's our showroom.
Well, let's talk a little bit of basketball. Last night, the Wolverines successful with a 79-69 win over Penn State. Four players in double figures for Michigan, and looked like a much better team than they did against Central Michigan a week or so ago.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Things have changed dramatically since that Central Michigan game, and the players and the coaches have admitted that was a that for them was a turning point, and it needs to be a continued turning point. Players got together after that and talked openly and weren't afraid to get on each other a little bit and hold each other accountable because they admitted that there was not 100% effort given in that game, and they took the Chippewas a little bit for granted, which, you know, CMU is historically fairly strong in basketball, but they certainly weren't of the caliber this year so far to have anybody too worried about it. And that made the difference in a close loss in Chrysler Arena, and that just didn't fly. So you've seen a real dramatic turnaround in Michigan, just absolutely blowing the doors off Maryland, and then last night stepping up and fending off the runs that Penn State made. So I think, you know, Michigan is in a potentially decent position right now. They still haven't lost in the Big Ten. Huge challenge on Saturday. It's going to be really tough winning up in East Lansing, in my opinion. But it's been a big turnaround. You got Doug McDaniel, who has stepped in at the point guard in the loss of your transfer in whom you assumed was the starting point guard. Doug McDaniel is really starting to come along well. He and Kobe Bufkin combined for one turnover last night. Michigan only had three total. And so lots of really good things happening there. They're making a concerted effort to get the ball into Hunter Dickinson's hands, and you know he can power to the basket and really do a lot of good things for you. And you're seeing some different aspects of this team develop, and I think they're all growing up a little bit, and then quite possibly that Central Michigan game was a flashpoint for doing so.
You talk about turnovers a lot better than earlier in the season, where we were seeing turnovers in the teens, and three last night, pretty darn good. We you talked about some of the other, you know, Bufkin and McDaniel. Jed Howard, he was in double figures last night with 14. Dickinson was 17. McDaniels had 12, and Bufkin had 14. So some really well-rounded scoring as far as the Wolverines are concerned.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jed Howard has been in a mini slump of late. He wasn't shooting well from distance, but certainly he stepped in again last night and did very well. And you know he is a potentially very potent scorer. Kobe Bufkin just continues to get better and better and looking more confident all around. And some of these guys, look at and understand that they are going to get better and better as they go along. You see some of the younger guys starting to step up and do some things. I particularly noticed, I mean, we talk about Hunter Dickinson. Well, you know, he can't play 40 minutes a game. That would not be a real good thing for him over the course of a season. Well, you got a freshman in 6'10", 260-pound Terrace Reed Jr., And he is looking better and better as he comes in and subs for Hunter Dickinson. I think this young man is going to be a really good player down the road. He's certainly got the body, and now he's starting to come along. Needs to get better at the free throw line, no doubt, or that'll be a hack a read down the road. But you're seeing, that's what I'm saying, is you're seeing some elements of this team that don't often get talked about that I think are going to really pay off down the road. And Joey Baker, the transfer from Duke, filling it up with three three-pointers last night. They get that from him, and that could be really big as well if you can get it on any kind of a consistent basis.
Well, as you mentioned, the Wolverines take on the Michigan State Spartans this Saturday. And last night, a story developed about Hunter Dickinson on a podcast that some disparaging remarks were made about Coach Tom Izzo.
Yeah, one of the co-hosts made some kind of a Hitler comparison, and I don't know if you know, that was even when Hunter was on the air, but there was no question that Hunter Dickinson being, he's a little bit of a pot stirrer, no question about that. He'll tweak guys and he'll get under people's skin and all that, but he is a smart enough kid not to make that sort of a reference, and he completely disavowed it, made sure that everybody knew that it wasn't him saying something like that. And that's a very smart move on his part, because you just don't throw that out there. That was a bad move by one of his co-hosts, and Hunter rightly and smartly stepped away from it big time.
Well, the Spartans 10-4 on the season. They defeated Nebraska the other night, 74-56, a very formidable opponent for the Wolverines early in the season.
Yeah, there's no question that's going to be a tough one up in East Lansing. That would be a huge, huge victory for the Wolverines. I was talking with our mutual friend Tom Crawford last night about it, and we both would give Michigan well under a 50% chance of winning that game. For a lot of reasons, I think Michigan State is a little more advanced at this time of the season. Michigan with four new starters, you certainly have lingering. That crowd is just going to be on go after all that's gone back and forth between Michigan and Michigan State after the tunnel incident in football. And it's going to be really, really difficult. But if Michigan finds a way to stay in that game, and if they pull that out late to go 4-0 in this league, boy, that would be a massive boost in this early season.
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned the Central game, and after that, I think the one thing that, you know, with the Llewellyn injury and then having to insert, you know, McDaniels in there, and then with Chet having a little bit of a slump too, I think you just the rotation and trying to figure out the roles of the bench, because I think it seems to be probably the, you know, if you have any lingering, you know, issue is bench play for Michigan right now, and it's not very deep, you know, and I think the Llewellyn injury kind of really, you know, made that shine a little bit brighter, and I think that's where, you know, Michigan has to be able to stay in games, be in games, and not have to rely too much on their depth.
Yeah, I think no question. You look at the minutes distribution, and it was very heavy among five guys last night. And you know, they need depth. They need, as I mentioned, the Terrace Reed coming in and giving Hunter Dickinson a breather. But you've already seen, because of certain aspects, you mentioned Llewellyn, a shortened Titan bench for this team, and I think you're probably going to see that going forward while you try and develop these other guys and get them in there in spots when you can.
Let's talk about the Wolverine women's basketball team. They won the other night, 82-72 against Penn State. But the game before, lost their first game in conference play to Ohio State. They're still looking pretty good. And your comments about the Wolverine women.
Well, I will just say this, that, you know, this is a tremendous team still, 13-2, 3-1. That huge victory in mid-December over North Carolina, which was number 6 at the time. Columbus, let's face it, that's a tough, tough place to play. And the Wolverines will get a shot at Ohio State later on in the season at home, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do there. This is a Michigan team that that has a lot of really good veterans, and I just think that it is no shame. We've seen plenty of men's teams go down to Columbus and lose, and yet go on to have a really big season. So I think that this is going to be it's a huge stretch for Michigan. I will say that much, because they did win at home against Penn State. They got Iowa coming up on Saturday. Then they go to Purdue and then Michigan State, which will be a what they're billing as a Chrysler Chrysler maze out. So whole lot of big games and excitement for that squad just down the road.
Well, John, we are out of time here on Inside the Cave on the Green Jack guest line. Tell us how folks can get a hold of the Wolverine magazine.
Well, for the monthly magazine, the print magazine, all you have to do is call 800-421-7751. They'll get you all hooked up, and your first issue might be next month with the big profiles on all the incoming recruits and guys that are transferring in and everything else. And make sure you check us out on a daily basis on the On3.com network under the Wolverine, and you will see what we do on a daily basis, all kinds of stories and reports from last night's basketball game. And there's a lot of, believe me, if you sign up for it, you're going to get all kinds of inside information on the Jim Harbaugh developments almost on an hourly basis.
And also, you have a podcast with our friend Tom Crawford. Tom got a little heated this week with you.
Oh, he got worked up, and people love the passion that he brings to it. And you know all about that, Pat.
I do.
As far as Tom Crawford, he's been in this thing for decades, and we have guests on Mark Messner before the bowl game, and Jamie Morris, and lots of former players. But Tom Crawford is a feature because he does bring the heat and bring the passion.
He certainly does. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us this morning on the Green Jag guest line. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. John Borton from the Wolverine magazine, and we'll be back with our final segment of this morning's program right after these words.